This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden Saturday flew over some of the worst hit areas in northern Florida from Hurricane Idalia this past week and then set out on a walking tour. Later at a news briefing, a local elementary school, Biden told Florida residents the government had their back.
And from the moment this storm hit, federal search and rescue teams helped people whose homes were surrounded by water. And now the storm has passed, and you're dealing with what's left in its wake. And we're not going anywhere, the federal government. We're here to help the state as long as it takes.
Notably absent was the governor, Ron DeSantis, a Republican presidential candidate, who declined to join Biden after he suggested that the Democrats' presence could hinder disaster response efforts. Biden, when asked about his rival's absence, said he was not disappointed by the turn of events, saying DeSantis had been helping planning the tour. North Korea state media reported Saturday the nation conducted a simulated tactical nuclear attack drill earlier in the day that included two long-range cruise missiles carrying mock nuclear warheads.
In a statement, North Korea state media, KCNA, reported the drill was conducted in response to Allied exercises by the U.S. and South Korea, which concluded earlier this week. The state media report said the drill was carried out to, quote, warn the enemies of the actual nuclear war danger, as Pyongyang again vowed to build up its military deterrence against Washington and South Korea. The joint annual summertime exercises between South Korea and the U.S., known as the Ulchi Freedom Shield, came to a close Thursday after an 11-day run featuring air drills with B-1B bombers. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Taiwan's government is racing to counter China, buying nearly $19 billion in military equipment from the United States and extending military conscription for men for a year starting 2024. Many people on the island say that they don't feel the threat. That may be partly due to the nuanced view many Taiwanese hold of China. While polls show most on the island reject the idea of reunification, many say they are attracted to their much larger neighbor's dynamic economy, shared language, and culture. Others are simply numb to hearing about the threat in their backyard. India has launched its first space mission to study the sun less than 2 weeks after a successful uncrewed landing near the South Pole region of the moon. The spacecraft took off Saturday on board a satellite launch vehicle from the Space Center in southern India on a mission to study the sun from a point that's nearly 1 million miles from Earth. The Indian Space Research Organization says a spacecraft is equipped to study the sun's corona, chromosphere, photosphere, and solar wind. India recently became the first country to land a spacecraft near the moon's south pole, which scientists believe could hold vital reserves of frozen water. The Nobel Foundation has withdrawn its controversial invitation for representatives of Russia, Belarus, and Iran to attend this year's prize award ceremonies, AP correspondent Karen Chalmers.
The foundation had invited representatives of the three countries to attend, changing its position from a year earlier. It said the invitations promoted opportunities to convey the important messages of the Nobel Prize to everyone. However, several Swedish lawmakers threatened to boycott this year's Nobel Prize award ceremony in Stockholm in response. Many cited Russia's war on Ukraine and Iran's crackdown on human rights as legitimate reasons for their boycott. I'm Karen Chalmers.
Australia's Labor government will introduce legislation to close loopholes in workplace law, a move opposed by employer groups fearing higher costs when Parliament returns Monday. Workplace Minister Tom Burke said on Sunday he would introduce the bill, making it a criminal offense to deliberately underpay workers with a maximum penalty of 10 years in jail and a maximum fine of $7.8 million. Penalties would not apply to employers who make honest mistakes, Burke said in a statement. Details of the legislation have not been released. He said in a speech last week that in addition to criminalizing wage theft, the bill would make it easier for casual workers to gain permanent roles, scrutinize the use of labor hire firms to undercut minimum pay rates, and introduce minimum standards for gig economy workers. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.